Welcome to Tuesday, April 16th. Got some fun things to talk about it. We're about to hit a dealership tomorrow. You know, CarMax is changing things. GM's changing things. Cybertruck maybe wishes they changed something. Find out about that in a second.
This is the moment where all of the, like, you know, ICE vehicle champions pile on, right? Like, Q1 and Q2 of 2023 has been like, or of 2024, like, I don't know. It's like the resurgence of some, you know, great lost art that's like coming back. That's like, see,
I know. And Tesla just can't catch a break right now.
Yeah, it's brutal.
They just can't catch a break. We'll see. I mean, they've pulled out of spots, but I mean, that's the beautiful part of, like, now that there's actual competition in the EV market.
Oh,
when there was an actual competition in the EV market, it was a lot easier. But now that there is, I think the consumer's going to win. I think everybody's going to end up winning, but it definitely isn't getting any easier.
You know what? This week is like, the theme of this week is like, consumer's going to do what consumer's going to do. We got to bring that sticker back. Like, yeah,
we have it. We have some. Yeah, that'd be great. We should put that on a shirt. Yeah, it says consumers gonna do what consumers gonna do.
They're gonna do it.
Try to put incentives on it. They're gonna do what they're gonna do.
You know.
I know.
You know, industry partner people gonna do and dealers gonna do what they're gonna do, which is they're gonna come to SoDuCon.
If they know what's good for them.
If they know what's good for them. It's really heating up. The conversation is like, you come off a weekend and people are emailing you, texting you, wondering when you're going. I had someone else message me this morning. They're like, I'm coming, getting my ticket today. We've only got 3 hotel rooms left on the middle night. So if you're listening to this pod and you're like, I really want to be there with all the people, there's only 3 left. Get them while they're hot.
We keep getting them to open up. Like, we've run out like several times. They keep giving us just a little drip feed more.
Yep.
And a little, but we're just about out of hotel rooms in the entire hotel now. Adrian Gibbs says, good morning. And my son, Dylan, says, hey, too. Dylan, good morning to you, my friend.
So good.
But if you can at all, get out to a SoDuCon May 15th and 16th. Thank you to our presenting sponsors, Reynolds & Reynolds and Goobagoo, for helping us make it all happen. SoDuCon.com is the place to get your tickets. See the list of 60 speakers, plus see the agenda, which is just stacked upon stacked upon stacked. And then we're going to close out the whole thing with Will Gadara's keynote, author of Unreasonable Hospitality, and an awesome party immediately following his keynote, where you can kind of, like, you know, have those final conversations and, like, laugh about what you learn, share phone numbers, all that good stuff, and then maybe have coffee with us in the morning. I love that part of the event. Come down, have coffee with us in the morning before you head out.
Just chill with us, have coffee. You know, send it off.
Kyle will make you coffee.
No, he won't. He won't be coffee making out of the, you know,
the carafe. Oh, so good. So good. All right. Let's get into some news. GM is, General Motors, the entire HQ is relocating from the iconic Renaissance Center. You know what it looks like. It's got like, it kind of looks like a battery pack, actually. The Renaissance Center. It's got like the 4 cylinders around the main cylinder in the middle. And they're moving kind of just down the street, I guess, to the newly constructed Hudson Detroit skyscraper. This is a major shift. They've been in that building for over 50 years. It was built in the 70s. They built it. They're planning to move to a 404,000 square foot office space, which is a downsize. The building that they originally built is 5 million square feet, by the way. The future of the Renaissance Center, the place that they had built, is now under review for potential other uses. They have not said they're going to sell the property or anything. The relocation, again, they say, reaffirms their commitment to Detroit, aligning with the city's downtown revitalization. CEO Mary Barra said, together with Bedrock, the city and the county, we are reimagining the Renaissance Center for its next chapter.
Well, I like that. And it would be really cool to see, like, GM be a part of making that something that serves the city in a different way, you know? And, like, obviously the big three are just so dedicated to the Detroit area. And I'm sure that they're going to be working hard to make sure that that thing doesn't just, you know, sit for years. It makes a ton of sense that they're downsizing office space, right? That's like a common theme of the last 4 years. We've seen multiple companies, including companies like Cars.com, Dealer Inspire, just kind of say, hey, look, we're a remote company, or hey, we're downsizing to a smaller office space. So it makes sense for GM to do something like that too. You know, it's a nice little
I'm trying to think, what do you do with a building like that? I mean, it's just a big office building. It's kind of like the Pentagon in the sense that it's
you don't make it a WeWork.
Oh, see. Yeah, you know, you kick them while they're down, Kyle. Kick them while they're down. I mean, that's building's deceptively large. It's like the Pentagon. You look at the Pentagon, and you're like, oh, it's big. Yeah. But no, you're like, no, that's the biggest office building in the world. And you're like, how is that square footage? Same thing with the GM. When you look at the building, you're like, that's 5 million square feet. It is. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe we can visit before they shut her down.
Oh, that would be fun.
That would be tour. Fun. I know. We'll visit the whole big three.
We need to do a little tour of Detroit. We've been invited to four. Now we should go to GM. We should just do the
big three. We'll just knock up.
Do a little tour, and then we'll go visit LG at Northwood right after that.
Yes. North. Yes, 100%. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. We're coming to Detroit, people. One of these days.
Sounds like Detroit's on the menu. Speaking of yes or no, CarMax said yes. Now they're saying no. CarMax is reducing the time customers have to return a vehicle that they purchased. Starting on May 12th, the window for vehicle returns and refunds will be shortened from 30 days to 10 days. CarMax is modifying the money-back guarantee, which is a significant reduction, right? You go 30 days to 10 days, and the 30 days was the longest window in the industry. The change will take effect May 12th, but CarMax said they will honor the 30-day return period for vehicles purchased on or before May 11th. So buy it May 11th, you can bring it back by June 11th. Buy it May 12th, you can only bring it back by June 22nd. It's very complicated. The decision to shorten the return period is in response to what they called experiential headwinds. I like that one. Affecting customers and associates. They said it sucks is basically what they said for everybody. As they noted during their fourth quarter earnings call, CarMax CEO Bill Nash said, a lot of customers take advantage of it well before the 30 days, talking about the return policy. He said, once you get past the 10, some people are just working the system. What they mean is all people are working the system. What
this story means is lots of people are just working the system, not just some people. Yeah, I mean, look, this is an interesting development, and I think it's important for franchise dealers to look at, because a lot of dealers have created 3, 7, 10-day return or exchange policies in response to what CarMax and Carvana have brought to the market. And so watching a major player like this make a move, it's either something that, hey, look at what that does to consumer behavior potentially, but also, hey, if you have a 7-day return policy, it's a lot easier to make it 10 than it is to try and match CarMax's 30. So you may actually have been given an advantage in the market extremely quickly if you can adjust your policies to match that, because now you match a big box retailer instead of having to go, well, yeah, I know that CarMax's is 30, but 7, most people, you know, there's a lot of explanation there. Now you can just match the market real quick.
Yeah, 7 and 10 days. If you know by 7 days, like, you know by probably 5 days, 4 days, whatever. So
most people, I mean, we had a return and exchange policy. It was pretty immediate. The majority of people that did it was within 24 to 48 hours, and it was because the car, you know, the back or something. Like, it was typically not buyer's remorse, or it wasn't working the system. It was an actual thing. And most of the time, those people, like, what I remember is most of those time, people actually wanted to exchange the car. They wanted to just, like, make it an easy change.
Yeah, get a different one. They're not trying to
upgrade or whatever it is.
Yeah, they're not trying to drive something for it's because it's a lot of hassle still, no matter how great your system is. It's a lot of hassle to buy a car. It just is. It is. Speaking of a lot of hassle.
Stop. Segway. Time.
Tesla's feeling the heat this week as they've temporarily stopped deliveries of the Cybertruck. Yes, the Cybertruck, due to an unforeseen accelerator problem causing significant inconvenience for customers awaiting their vehicles. Tesla notified a client, "We have just been informed of an unexpected delay regarding the preparation of your vehicle. We need to cancel your delivery appointment on Sunday, and we will reach out again when we're able to get back on schedule. We apologize for the inconvenience and look forward to hosting your Cybertruck delivery soon." The unexpected delay is due to things like vehicle prep issues. Even one Tesla owner took to TikTok and highlighted a safety issue where
this is the issue.
Yeah, this is crazy. Where the accelerator pedal, when pressed in, slid through because of too much lubricant, jammed up, and kept it in accelerate mode.
It feels like not enough adhesive to me. if you watch the TikTok video, basically the Cybertruck pedal is kind of, I don't know, probably like an 8 or 9 inch stainless steel looking pedal with some grips on it. and it's just a rectangle pretty much. Actually, it's a little more of a trapezoid, smaller in the top than it is in the bottom. And basically, the cover that's on it slides back and forth, and the guy's showing it. And if you push the pedal all the way down, which if you have a Cybertruck, you're definitely doing that.
You're doing that.
Right, because yeah. 0 to 60 in 2.6 seconds makes you just want to do that. And there's like a little ridge that if you press the pedal all the way down and it happens to slide forward, it then gets stuck under a piece of carpet trim holding the pedal down.
It's crazy.
Which is where if you're at 60 miles an hour in 2 seconds or... But like that's a big problem for
Paul,
like
this
an
is
8,000 pound
that
vehicle.
You just should have called Toyota first.
I know.
Do you remember the unintentional?
It was called unintentional acceleration. Every Toyota dealer and OEM just shuddered a little bit when I said that.
Yeah,
floor mats getting caught.
Floor. It's like basically the same thing. It's floor mat, the carpet. Like it's the same idea. Like someone should have called. You know,
they did. Well, I mean, it's amazing. This hasn't had an accident, but they did say there is a. Fortunately, there's an override built into the system if the accelerator ever is stuck, where if you push on the brake pedal, like push it all the way down, it overrides the acceleration. So it's not like, you know, the old muscle cars where you like push the gas down and the brake down and the wheels start to spin. No, the car's like, wait, something's going on. The pedal's down and the brake pedal's down. We're going to stop the vehicle.
Wild.
You know, but if you let go of the brake, it's going to lurch forward again.
Yeah.
They'll fix
it. They said they plan to resume deliveries on April 20th. That's coming up, obviously, the end of this week. So yep. We'll see. You know, Tesla, the one thing about Tesla is they typically are very quick to address a problem. Mm-hmm. They address it universally. They know what they put everybody on it, and they get it to the finish line quickly.
Yeah. I mean, this is no pun intended. Yeah, they do. They do. They're pretty fast. They can't fix this one with a software update. So no, this is a physical fix. So it'll be interesting to see. Fortunately, there's only like 38 Cybertrucks out there. So
there's a couple more.
No, they got a couple thousand out now. So
yeah. It'll
be a little issue. Just a little issue, though. Little issue. All right. I think we've done enough damage to the industry for the day.
We've crushed it for today.
Oh, we hope you have an amazing day out there serving people, selling cars, supporting the dealers who are doing that. And we will see you bright and early tomorrow morning from an actual dealership.